You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The night sky. For millennia, humans have looked up at the stars dreaming of what wonders were awaiting light years away. But have you ever wondered what the universe actually sounds like? Well, what if I told you you could find out? Just take a listen.
Join me, Captain Lambert, as we fly around the solar system and turn the light from the stars, planets, and the moon into sound.
I'm Dr. Nick Bonn, your astronomer guide. Let's discover how we don't have to rely on sight to study space.
Audio Universe Tour of the Solar System. It's a sound-based educational astronomy show created by astronomers from the universities of Newcastle and Portsmouth, and it's supported by the Science and Technology Facilities Council. So joining me today to tell us all about this unique show is our very own astronomy guide, Dr. Nick Bonn. It is so lovely to have you on RNIB Connect Radio, Nick.
It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
And it also sounds like you've ventured into deep space since we last spoke.
I have, yeah. This has been a really, really exciting project to work on. So obviously thinking about space this way and turning a light from space into sound, which is sort of what this show is all about, just makes it so much more accessible, so much more immersive for everybody. But it does mean that if you're somebody who wants to go to this planetarium show and you don't have particularly good vision, or you're totally blind even, you can still get just as much out of this as everyone else in the audience would. And I think that makes this really, really special.
Because the show, it's available online, we can just listen to it, and it comes in a couple languages as well. It's not just in English.
Obviously, we recorded our segments in English, but we have collaborators in Spain. So there's another blind astronomer in Spain called Enrique. So he plays the astronomy guide for the Spanish version. And then we also have some colleagues over in Italy as well. And so we got some Italian voice actors to do the show as well. Chris Harrison, who's the director of the show from the University of Newcastle, his plan is to try and do this in as many different languages as possible so that people all over the world can access the show.
That is such a wonderful idea. What inspired, I guess, the whole concept to come to fruition?
So Chris and I have worked on a couple of things together now. So back in 2019, we put together a British Science Festival show that used sonification of astronomy phenomena and data. So basically turning things into sound. And so I know that got Chris thinking about ways, alternative ways of accessing astronomy. So obviously with astronomy, a lot of the time we think about the visuals a lot. So people are used to looking at these beautiful pictures of space. The kind of language we use is really, really visual as well. But I know Chris is really, really passionate about the idea of using sound as another way of accessing this data. And there are all kinds of reasons for that. Some of that is so that astronomy can be more accessible to a wider audience, so people who are blind or vision impaired, but also to give everybody just a chance to access that data in a different way. There are lots of advantages to using our ears to think about astronomy. So by listening, we can actually pick out sounds where there's a lot of background noise. So a good example of that is if you're sort of standing in a pub, you're surrounded by lots of people talking, you're still able to pick out the noises that you want to hear, those sounds that you want to hear. And so that's one advantage that listening to data can actually have. You can hear these signals above this really, really noisy, noisy data. And so Chris wants to look at accessibility. He also wants to look at the advantages that there might be in sort of looking at astronomy using sound rather than using our eyes in sort of more traditional ways.
And potentially inspiring other VI astronomers or young kids to become VI astronomers just like yourself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So there are a handful of blind astronomers in the world today, and some of those astronomers use sound to do their research. And one of the issues, of course, is that they've had to make these tools themselves. So the software that they need to actually do their research to turn their data into sound just doesn't exist. And so they've had to work really, really hard to create basically their own toolkit so that they can do their research using sound. And so as part of this project, we're also launching a software package called Strauss, which is being created by another astronomer at the University of Portsmouth. And so this astronomer, James Trayford, he's also really interested in this idea of turning data into sound. And so he wants to create this software package that people can use to make shows like this, but also to just really easily translate data into sounds in lots and lots of different ways, using things like volume or different instruments or different pitches, all of these different ways we can sort of use sound basically to access data.
So I imagine that's how you created the sounds. They're not random. They actually mean something.
Yeah, so the sounds for the show, it was definitely a little bit tricky because for the astronomers who were involved in making this, we wanted to do everything perfectly. We wanted to make sure that the sounds were this perfect representation of the data. The problem was, though, a lot of the time the results didn't sound very nice. And so we actually worked with a composer and a musician who basically reeled us back in. He helped us find a balance basically between things sounding nice, but also being educational and sort of telling us a story, helping us interpret that data at the same time. And so that was actually a really important part of this as well, was making sure that what we were creating sounded nice, that it would inspire people, but also that it was conveying that information that we wanted it to as well.
And I have to say, it sounds amazing. It takes you on this journey. You can almost imagine yourself floating through space on a spaceship with you as the guide. And I feel like adding the soundtrack just made it so much more engaging. And I imagine it would have a lot of positive reactions from the kids as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I think so far, we've had premieres in Italy and also at the Winchester Science Centre and in Newcastle. The feedback we've gotten from people has been really, really nice. A lot of the messages are that people are just really happy that they can access a show like this, even if they don't have particularly good vision, particularly from a lot of the young people. They've been really excited that that we've made this show and that it's something that they can access and something for them. We designed the soundtrack for the show first. So we designed the sound before we included any visuals. And I think that really shows in just the way that this whole thing plays out.
And how did you find, having your first venture into voice acting?
Pretty nerve-wracking. So I got to say, I don't particularly like the sound of my own voice. It was a real honor to be involved with this project. I think it's the beginning of something really, really special. I think the team have a lot of plans to look at where we can go with these kind of ideas in the future. What are the shows we might be able to put together and how we can start using sound to help people access astronomy in really unique ways.
Well, it all sounds fantastic. So obviously, the show is for everyone. It's not just for kids. It's called Audio Universe, Tour of the Solar System. So what's the easiest way to find out more about it and to listen?
Yep. So if you go to the Audio Universe website, which is audiouniverse.org, you can access lots of different versions of the Planetarium show. You can learn a little bit about the science behind the sounds that we've created and how we went about doing that. You can just find out as much as you want to about the show. And there's also a feedback form that you can fill out if you listen to the show, if you watch the show, and you want to let us know what you thought.
That all sounds fantastic. Dr. Nick Bond, thank you so much for speaking with us. I hope we can sometime in the future go on another journey through the universe with you.
I think that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're listening to RNIV Connect Radio.